Wednesday night, Daf Yomi. Today's Daf is Daf Kuf Mem Hei. We're taka up to the top of Kuf Mem Hei, a few lines down. Tanoihi. Lema, four lines down from the top of Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. We've had two concepts here in the Gemara, just to go over the two major concepts that we've had in the last block. One is the Taino, I'll call it, of Tnuli Baili Ve'esmachimo. That means if there's a certain hischaibus, like you want to be machaibah to give back something, and she says, I'm ready to fulfill the condition, because I want to keep what you gave me, and I'm ready to fulfill the condition. You're the one that's the ma'akev, the baal died. So that's called tnuli baili ve'esmachimo. That's a valid taina. The other concept that we learned is kedushin l'tibuin nitnu. Tibuin means from the lashon tviya, sunken, lost, gone, sunk. That even in circumstances where maybe in other areas there would be an umdana that she has to, that the person you gave something to has to give it back. But kedushin, maybe there's a gemiras das that you mean that she should keep it, even if in chayshem mishpat technicalities she may have to give it back, and that's called kedushin l'tibuin nitnu. We'll start now on the top of Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, the fourth line down. Lema tnuli baili ve'es mochimo, that concept that would be if he died, right? Tanoihi, it's machlokes tanoim. The Tanya Amar, actually we learned that yesterday. Okay, we'll go through it quickly again, because it's not nice to stop once we started learning it. The Tanya Amar is a Seisha Basula Goyva Messiah Balmona Mona. That's obviously if he died. Mogon Shinogu Lahakser Kedushin, he died. Mogon Shinogu Lahakser Kedushin Machzirin. Mogon Shinogu Shaloy Lahakser Ein Machzirin. It's totally in Minik HaMokom. Give it Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yudah HaNosi Yoymer. The Emes Omru, Mogon Shinogu Lahakser Machzirin. Mogon Shinogu Shaloy Lahakser Ein Machzirin. So when you learn, like, you think maybe you're too tired, you're seeing double. It seems to say the exact same thing as the Tanakhama said. And that's what the Gemara asks. Rabbi Yudah HaNosi, hang the Tanakhama. Ella Lav, we have to interpret, or Chasuri Metzer, really. Ella Lav, Tnuli Baile Ves Machimo, Ika Binayo, meaning the concept of the Taino, Tnuli Baile Ves Machimo. Again, the concept is, I'm ready, the problem is him. So what do you want from me? Why should I give back the Kiddushin, or the present, or whatever it is, if I'm ready, and he's the problem. Tnuli Baile Ves Machimo, the way it sounds. Very, very nice phrase. B'chisuri mechzer b'hochik tani. Hamaris is Isha, and obviously, and he dies. Sula gogu masayim b'almona mona. By the way, the whole idea of whether an arusa gets ksuba is discussed by the Gemara in Ksubis, and such brises are brought down, and the Gemara always says, b'dekos avla, he wrote a ksuba. But that an arusa automatically gets ksuba is not portioned at all. Okay, b'medvar mamurim the hoder be'ihu, meaning either he wants to be megarisha, or if he died, if he's the cause of the gerishin, so he has to give ksuba. Abu mesa, but if she died, now if she died, there's no ksuba, obviously, but something has to go back. So in other words, so the brisa seems to be discussing that the kiddushin goes back. Mogen shenogu lahachzir machzirin, mogen shenogu lahachzir machzirin. That's the That's what the Brice is saying. It's totally a minig amokum. Now that's the dafka shemesa he. I will meser ein machzirin. In other words, there's no such thing as a mokum. Maybe there might still be a mokum shenogu that she gives it back, but the pshat is there. It's clear she's giving him a present. Or the yorshim are giving him, or she's giving the yorshim a present. It's clear that halachically it doesn't have to go back. My time yichaydi shetoyim truly by the best machimoy. So that's what Tanakama would hold. Meaning universal across the board, it's totally in minhag, meaning there's no taina of truly baili ves machimo, but again it's totally in the minhag amokum. Mokum shenogu lahachzir machzirin, mokum shenogu shloi lahachzir machzirin. The loy motzia omra truly baili ves machimo. That's what the Gemara thought. That would explain what the Machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Yudan Nasi is. Rabbi Nosson, we know who the Tanakam is, Rabbi Nosson. The Rabbi Nosson holds there is a Svara of Tnuli Baye Des Machimo, and it's only Toli Yaminik HaMakom if she dies. But if he dies, you say Tnuli Baye Des Machimo. But Rabbi, and Rabbi Yudan Nasi is saying, no, across the board, it's totally a minig hamokom. That means there's no time of truly bailu des machimo. The Gemara says, well, Gemara is going to be doiche what we said, that it's tanoi. We want everybody to hold that you do say truly bailu des machimo. Well, truly amu yecholah shetona truly bailu des machimo. And therefore, udemis who, if he dies, truly amu lepligi that she does not give back the kiddushin. Ki pligi shemei sahi. She's the one that died. So now, you might think that the Kiddushin for sure goes back. Maybe not. The Kiddushin, the Tibu and Nitnu Kamiflagi. There's another Svara that when a person gives Kiddushin, he means that she can have it already, even if it doesn't develop into Nesuin. The Tibuin, like Tviya, Nitba, Tovu Ba'orecha Oreho, Rashi says. Bashbam says. Rabbi Nosson Sovar. Kiddushin lav l'tibu and nitnu, so therefore it's totally a minig hamoko. If you don't know, see so far, kiddushin l'tibu and nitnu, kiddushin l'tibu and nitnu, and therefore she could keep it. What do you mean? But Rabbi Yudan Nasi also talks about mokum shenagu. Mokum shenagu l'akum achzir at the tani. Even Rabbi Yudan Nasi. So what do you mean? That he holds kiddushin l'tibu and nitnu? Hakikomar. Now, kiddushin is l'tibu and nitnu. It's only savlonus, the presence that the chosan gives the kala if the erusin. That's called savlonus. You know, like nowadays, you would say savlonus is he gives her a wedding, an engagement ring. He gives her a nice watch. She gives him maybe a Hanukkah menorah in some circles, even when they're engaged. Okay, it's not erusin; it's only engagement. But the same idea: there's an exchange of presents to be makar of das before the nesuin. But kiddushin is the tibu and nitnu. So that's the interpretation of Yudan Nasi. By the way, nowadays this is very common shilas, even dintoiras that come up, even after a gerushin, which we'll see on today's daf, who gives what back to whom? There's chasana presents. His side came and gave money, or they gave items, and now there's a divorce. You have to give back. It's a whole parasha of Nayatsmo. And this is the sugya on which the Piskei Halacha are based. The Gemara now says, and we're going to start learning Rashbam now, Vahani Tanoi Kahani Tanoi. So these Tanon, Rashbam. Vahani Tanoi Dula Kamon, Kihani Tanoi Dula El. The Pligi Bikidushan the Tibu and Nitnu. In other words, right? That, what we just said, is the real machlokas Rav Nosson and Yudan Nasi is the same as so the follow. It's interesting. Vani Tanoi, Kani Tanoi. You could misinterpret. The Rashbam says Vani Tanoi means the following Tanon are Kahani Tanoi, like the ones we just talked about. Lael, not the other way around. The Tanya we learned in the Brisa. Kitcha b'kikar. The Rashbam says Kikar Kesef Haynuchof Haymoneh. It's not so clear to Rashbam. There's a Gemara that says it's 60 money, but for our purposes, it's lo mishaneh. Basula Goybel Masayan, we'll see, it has to be talking about he died or he divorced her. Basula Goybel Masayan, that's Zuz, right? The Kama Mifresh Akula, the Gemara will explain the whole Brisa. Valmona Money, Dibir Reb Meir. Reb Yudoy Meir, Basula Goybel Masayan, Valmona Money, Umachzeres Loyos HaShaor. We'll see what everything means. Let's see the Rashbam. Nainu Shnei Monim. Realize that Messiah Zuz is 2 money out of, let's say, that 25. Nainu Chamishim Shekel. Kemoyer Habesulois. Milvad Kiddushin. Tito Ksubosa. Kikor is Chofei Monim. Monim is Chofei Shkolim. Shekel is Dalad Dinor, which is the same as Dalad Zuzah. Reb Yudai Meh Besulah Bebe Messiah Min Akita Shel Kiddushin Amang Zeres HaShaor. La Arusa will explain everything. La Arusa to her Orus. Rabbi Yosi Omer Kitcha BeEsrim Noisun LaShloishim Chatzoyin Kitcha BeShloishim Nice and long S from Chatzorah. So that's very cute, and we're going to learn what that means. L'kami Meforish Bo. The Mayaskinan, what in the world are we talking about? Ilay Meshem Mesa, she's the one that died. Mius Lotzuba. What's the Lotzuba? Okay, that's simple enough. Bela Shemes he. Shemes who? Sorry? He died. Amay Machzeres Layas HaShe'or, which is the rest of the Kiddushin. Right, we're talking about Kiddushin money. Ilay Meshem Mesa, Zokter Ashban he. Shemach Hikam Rabbi the Machzeres Layas HaShe'or. The Kiddushin Lav Letibu and Nitnu. Now, it would explain that part of the Brisa, that she's giving him back the Kiddushin money after she collects Ksuba, because Kiddushin Lav L'tibu Aninu, that's very all and fine, but there ain't no Ksuba if she's the one that died. Elamai, he's the one that died, Rashbam, Beruchos Goyga Ksubasa Gidin Almona, but the Michael Maxus will have Yehudas Ashur, so Kim the Le'el Yechayli Hishitoyma Tzvili Baili, there's no Kimu, if he's the one that died, she certainly does not have to give back the Kiddushin money. That's truly Baili, that's Machimai. Bela Shemesu, my Mazveres Layas HaShe'or of the Kesef Kiddushin. The name is truly Baili, that's Machimai. Bela Beishis Yisrael Shazunso. Whoa. Okay. We're looking for a case where this Ksuba, on one hand, and there's a dion about giving back the Kiddushin money. So far, if he died, then of course she doesn't have to give it back. If she died, there's no Ksuba. So we're looking for a case. Velabashis Shel Shazinsa. Takas Orus Shalor, the Rashbam says, Ubasa Ligbos Ksubasa, Kesheye Garsheno Baila. Uvamai, Iberotzaim Yisla Ksuba. She caused the Garishin. There's no Ksuba. Then Labainis, Mishri Sharyala, there's no reason for a get. He did not go on the site, but the Hilo Nitvasa Asura, for Nitvasa, if there was an Ainus Muteris, then Bola Garsha Shalai Kedin, meaning he doesn't have to. That's what Shalai Kedin means, because he can divorce her against her will in the Gemara's time. So it means if he doesn't have to, Lama Tachsaloya Sashar, why should she certainly doesn't have to give back the Kedushin money if he decides to be Magarisha? Arbitrarily, they were still searching for a case. Basis Kayan Shenensa, Basura Loy, so it has to be a get. So she gets Ksuba, and now there's a Shiloh about giving back the Kiddushin money. I will be Kiddushin or pleading. With the Kiddushin, the Tibu and Nitnu come if we give. Rabbi Meir saw our Kiddushin, the Tibu and Nitnu, and therefore she doesn't have to give it back. So she gets to keep the Kiddushin money, and she collects on the Ksuba. Rabbi Yudah saw the Lav the Tibu and Nitnu, since it's not culminating in an Nisuin, and there's no other Cheshbonos, like truly by the Desmochimo. So we say Kedushin Lav L'tibu Aninu, and she has to give it back. So she deducts the Ksuba and she gives back the rest. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yosi Basafkalei Ili Tibu Aninu Ilo. Let's see, Rashbam Baba Kedushin, the Kedushin money is Mamun Amitl Basafik Bechokin Machzeres Lo Asachatsi Ochoshevis B'Ksubasa B'Titif Menu Moise Ksubasa. She takes the Ksuba, and then she takes the Hif. Hilkoch. So this is the myth now. Hilkoch Kitcha B'Esrim. I'm reading like the Gemara and the Rashbam. That's what the Brisa says. Kitcha B'Esrim, Noisim L'Shloishim Chatzoyim. So the Rashbam says, Esrim is 20 Shkolim, which is 80 Zuz. So she has to give back 40 Zuz, because the moment I'm with the Sufik Kolkin, but she gets Ksuba. So she gets Ksuba with 80 Zuz, 80, and therefore she has to give back 40. So he has to give her another 30 Hif Shkolim, another 60, so that she should call that she got 100 for the Ksuba. No, she has to give him 40. So she keeps the 40 and he has to give her another 60. So that's why it's Kitcha B'Esrim. He has to give her another 60, 60 zuz.
Yeah.
Which is 30 hifshkolim. The Lashon HaGemara is Lashon Chatzoim. He says it in a way that makes it like easy to remember, like a cute phrase. Kitcha be'esrim noisim l'shloishim chatzoim. Kitcha be'shloishim noisim l'esrim chatzoim. The myth is that if he was Mekadosh with 20 shkolim, which is 80 zuz, so that means al tzvaman amutu b'sofik, she has to give back 40, but she gets 100 in tzumba, so he has to give her another 60. Another 60 zuz is 30 half shkolim, so that's 60 zuz, so that's the first phrase. And kitcha b'shloishim, if he was Mekadosh with 30 shkolim, which is 120 zuz, so then she gets 60, they split it, so she needs another 40 for the tzuba, and so he gives her 20 half shekel, which is 40. That's simple arithmetic, right? But it's a cute way of saying it. Anyway, but Rabbi Yehuda, here's a machlekes tanoim, if kiddushin the tibu and nitnu or not. A guy was Makadish, a woman, she's an Arusa, then she's the one that died. If he's the one that died, it's truly Baili Ves Machimo. If he's the one that decided to be Megarish or arbitrarily, he certainly doesn't have to give it back. But if there's a case, the Gemara comes up with a case where she collects Ksuba, a nation's client Shenensa, but still there's a question. So now the question is if Kedusha the Tibu and Nitnu or not. Meaning, okay, you follow the minhag hamakom and you give it back. The tirguma nardoha, that it's going on nardoha, but that was the minhag there. Shor bovel mai, rabo rav Yosef dami tarvayu, mohari hadri, kiddushin lo hadri. Mohari, Rashbam says, is also a form of sivlanus, presence that the chazan gives the kala after erusin. Shesholech acha kiddushin vein sivlanus hadri b'misas ha'isha. So that goes back if she dies, but not kiddushin, because kiddushin the tibu and nidnu. So Rashbam now explains when mohari is used. Mohar, you find it in the chumash. Harbu alai ma'od mohar amatan kesef yishko k'mohar habasulos. So the Rashbam says the trade gadni ninu that Mori and Savlonos, although they both refer to presents, the chasen gives the kala when they're orus va'arusa, but they're a little different. Savlonos we talk about later. Ochi paskinu lola kamon gabi maslishin the Savlonos. The trade zimni lomeli the yeshloimar the mohar who moment shemaktim lo atabi may erisin. It becomes ultimately nichsei tzom barzel. They count it as money that she brought into the wedding, and it's actually put into the ksuba that he owes it to her. Lohi mikri mohar. Okay. Now the bonim mohari hadri. If she dies, so it goes back to him. Kiddushin not, because kiddushin l'tibu and nitnu, but the presents go back if there's no wedding. Omar al Papa, Hilchaso Ben Shemes who? Ben Shemes he? Bahadur Behu, or if he gives her a get, Moari Hadri, Kiddushin Lo Hadri. Hadur Bo'ihi, if she causes it, then I feel a Kiddushin Nami Hadri. Amemar Omar, Kiddushin Lo Hadri, ever, even if she's the cause. The Zerush Emayimru Kiddushin Toysim Bachleisa. I think it's a Mekachtos for some reason. People see the Kiddushin going back. The only reason they would imagine it goes back is if it's Kiddushin Tos, and they'll say Kiddushin Toysim Bachleisa by this guy. Ravashi Omar Gita Machia Cholel. So we're not afraid of that. But Ravashi Bedusahi, the Pashas of Bedusahi is that someone said it Bishmoy, but he never really said it. Boda, someone made it up. The Ika Deshama Baha, the Leshama Baha, it's a famous phrase. It's used in other places in Shas. You may remember it from Yevamos. Ika Deshama Baha, about Zerus Kiddushin, the Leshama Baha, about the get. And therefore we can't risk that someone should think it was a Kiddush HaTolos when it wasn't. So forget about Rav Ashi's suggestion. But Ameimar says never give back the Kiddushin under any circumstances, even if she's the cause. That's not Kiddushin L'tibur Ninu. He's coming up with a completely different svara, a Gzeira D'Rabbanon, a Din D'Rabbanon, a Takana D'Rabbanon, so that people shouldn't say it was a Mekach Tos. Shashashbinas Nigmas Bebezdin, the Mishnah said. Now the Gemara is going to go through different halachas of Shashbinas. That was the system they had. That you got married, I got married, you came to my chasana, you danced, you partied, you brought me presents, and then I have to reciprocate when you get married. I have to come and dance and party and give you presents. And it's mamish like a uzachov. That's what Gemara is going to discuss now. Tana Rabbana. Kamisha Dvarim Nemru B'Shishbinus. Niglas B'Bezdin, you can actually demand it. B'Chazeres B'Einosa. Pashas, it means. And the Rashbam says, when he gets married, she'isas ha'isha yachzalos shishbinisa v'loy kaidem, you can't stop and demand it back or ask for it back. It's when you get married, you get it back. Veimbo mishum ribis, it's not dollar for dollar matchup, that it's a question of ribis. Veina shvius misham kosa, if shvius passed by before the guy got married. So, loy karina be'lo yigos, it's not the time of paying back yet. If a halvah is betoich zman a halvah, shvius is not misham.
Even if they got married on
Shvius? Well, shvius is misham. If they got married on Shvius, then it is misham. If he owes it, we're talking about the Rashbam says, if he doesn't owe it. Before he got married, the Rashbam said. Kaidim shechazuzev and also gamhu isha. So then it's like karinim by leigois. That's what the Gemara in Makkos is lashon. So Shvius is not Meshamet. Mein abuchar noigel pishnayim, because it's like a halvah. So it's roy. That's what we had before at length in the Yesh Neichlin, that a bukhar doesn't get pishnayim in the milzah. Nicholas Bebezdin, my time of the Gemara says, Kamilda Damya. Okay? Bainba Mishum Rebis, Kalaba Daita Dehochi Yovle. Meaning, if they're not counting the dollars, it's for Simcha, it's. Baina Shvius Misham Tosa, the Lakrina Bela Yigas, as we just explained. Baina Bukharnoitl Pishnaim, Dabalay Roy. Baina Bukharnoitl Beroy Kibamuchsa. Omar Afkana. Now we're going to learn some more rules. Roll of the Shishpanisa. Having been most of these in the city when we're talking about now the second got marriage. First guy got married and sent them presents. Now that guy got married and it's time to return the presents. So if the first guy, we'll call him the first guy that got married, who now has to return the presents. So Im Havi the Mosul is in the city, the boy Leila Mesa. In other words, he can't say, I didn't party, I don't have to give you back the presents. You were invited to the chasana, you were in the city, why didn't you come to the chasana? So you have to give back the presents no matter what. Shama Kol Tagla, even if he heard the band playing, like sitting in a base manager, finding his own business, he hears music, doesn't know from where, what music, where music, but he hears the music. He boy with a mesa, he should get up and start dancing. Why didn't he go to the chasana? Even if he wasn't invited, he heard the music, he should have come and partied and give back the presents. Loi shama kol tadlo. So he didn't know about the chasana. You should have told him about the chasana. So tarumas islay. But shalume mishalma, he has to pay back the shishbinus. Even though it's a tain on the guy, why didn't you come? Why didn't you tell him about the chasana? Why didn't you send him an invitation? But you can't. It's not a hafkos hachoyv. He still has to pay back the money. Shilume mishalim. That kama, but you can deduct. You didn't eat. You didn't have the shmog. You didn't have the main dish. You didn't have the Viennese table. So that's, you know, so he owes you. He owes you a dinner. He owes you a Viennese table. He owes you a smorgasbord. So you deduct it. So how much do you deduct? I'm Rabbi Nogu B'nai Ginnanah, the chasana people. Ginnanah is an Aramaic word for B'nai Chuppah. Azuzo. He has to, if it's worth a zuz, so then, that's, you deduct it, you can't take it into account. Aisir b'chape, achle b'kreisa. Let's see the Rashbam. He would have eaten a zuz, or yoichel, he'll go zuz or poichel nishish, but he's so. Is the guy say, ad zuzo, no, we have ad zuzo. I see bechape. You take in a spoon. What do you mean? You take in a spoon and achle bekarse, and you put it into your stomach. Meaning what? In other words, ad zuzo. The shishbinos was worth a zuz. Right? Rabu b'neginano. Ad zuzo, if the shishbinos was a zuz, aisa b'chapi achli b'kreise. So what, he would have eaten, he would have taken with a spoon and he would have eaten it, and therefore you deduct it, and therefore you deduct it. Ad arbo, and if the shishbinos is worth what? No, however much it was. If it was a zuz, I guess you don't have to give anything. Ad arbo, mishalim palgo. In other words, ad arbo, if the shishbinos were ad arbo, then I guess the norm was to eat half of the worth of the thing, so you give two. Bikan ve'elech, if it was more than arbo, inish inish b'chashivusa, Besdin has to make an estimation, you know, how much he would have eaten, how much he would have partied, how much it would have been worth. We're not talking about big sums of money. So apparently they didn't have a Viennese table or whatever. They didn't give big presents either. I don't know what they gave that's worth a zuz. What do you give that's worth a zuz? A kitchen clock? I don't know, maybe. A challah knife. Tana Rabbanon. Also, Imoy Bukumbi. Now the Gemara says that Mamish has to be tit for tat. If Chasana number one was mefursome and it was partying and everybody heard about it, and the second guy back wanted to make a private wedding downstairs in Ulam Shapsi. No one hears about it, no one knows about it. So the din is he doesn't have to give back the presents. He wants the party. He wants to make a big party. I'll give you back the presents if you make a big fancy wedding. Like I had a big fancy wedding. Now I want to enjoy myself. That's part of the system, is that we enjoy ourselves. You want to make a small private wedding, I don't have to give you back your presents. That's not called partying. That's boring. That's interesting. The simcha by a basula was much more. That was their social system, and therefore the simcha now is much less, and therefore he doesn't have to give it back. Asima Bishniya, second marriage. What?
He doesn't give back the same amount.
He doesn't have to. The chiyuv is not chal. It's mamish. If it's tit for tat, that was the way it was set up. Asima Bishniya. It's a little strange to us all these things. He got married for a second time and he wants to get married. So now it's too much simcha. He says, I don't want to, like, too much for me. I don't want to party so much. When you make your second wedding, I'll come to your wedding. One wife. He says, you know what? I'm planning on marrying two wives. Give me back half the shishbinos now, and you'll come to my next wedding. You'll give me back the other half. No. So it's four examples the Gemara has where the simchas have to match up. Tana Rabbana. Now we're going to go, we're talking about public affairs, public simchas. So we're going off on a tangent. And we'll see. Tana Rabbana. Aser Nixon, someone who's rich, and everybody knows that he's rich. Aser Pumbi. He's publicly wealthy. He has a lot of behemoths, the Rashbam says. Zehu Bala Godus, a good darshan. Someone who knows how to darshan, so he's always asked to speak. He could be an Amoritz, you know, like the rabbi gives good drushes, but he's really an Amoritz. But he sounds good, and everybody sees, wow, what an eloquent speaker. That's like a person who's rich in public. Aser Sloim, someone who makes money like a stockbroker. He's always making money. He doesn't care if the stock market goes up, stock market goes down. He's making money. If people are buying, he's making money. If people are selling, he's making money. That's the, like, Aser Sloim is the Shulchani, the money changer. Cheerfully changes, always making money. Doesn't care about the economy. People are always changing money. Aser Tekoa, or someone who's rich in Shemen, which was made in Tekoa, also like different flavors, say Starbucks, different kinds of coffee. So he's rich. Baal Pilpul, that's someone who knows how to twist his thumb. He's always saying a piece of Torah. He always has a good vertel. You go over to him and say, no, you have a good vertel to tell me. He always has a good vertel to tell him. He's that kind of rich. So the first person was rich, like publicly. The second type of person is always wealthy. He always has a good word to say. Aser Meshach. Meshach is something measured, like Tvua. Aser Kamas is something kumus, like it's hidden. It's, you put it away, you store it in a bank, you store it in your granary. Zeh Baal Shmuels. That's someone who knows halachas. He knows what the Pesach Halacha is. So, you know, you don't see it every day, but when the time comes, you call him up, you say, hey, what's the halacha in such a case? And he knows it. So that's the Baal Shmuels. And I call Tzricha L'morir Chitya, that's the end of the folk saying. Everybody needs the guy that has the tour, because that's the staff of life. That's bread, that's the Chameshas Haminim. Gemara. That's the person who can learn Mishnayos, who could say Terutzim, knows Chisuri Metzeros, knows Hachabamai Askinon. So he could figure out the Mishnayos and knows the Inyan in depth. So everybody needs him, because otherwise you make mistakes. You can't pass him from a mission. Amar Rav Zeira Marav. My Dechsev Kolyamei Oni Royim. The Pesach is Kolyamei Oni Royim, but Toiv Leiv Mishne Tavid. Kolyamei Oni Royim is about Gemara. Because he's always asking Kasha, saying Terutzim. He's always like in ferment. He's always nervous. The Toiv Leiv Mishne Tavid, they're about Mishnah. He doesn't have any kashas, he doesn't have any terutzim. He's like a guy that learns Afyoimi. He doesn't know from kashas and terutzim. He's geshmak, a daf a day, no worries, a big smile on his face. That's totally Mishneh Tomid. Rav Amar Ipkus the other way around. Because it's the Kodamei Oni Ron is the Bala Mishnah, because he really doesn't know pshat. And totally Mishneh Tomid is the Bala Gemara, who has a healthy understanding of what he's learning. Vayna Dabar Rav Masharshi Mishmei Derava, May Dechsev Masiya Avonim. Someone who moves stones from where they take it out of their place on the hill. Yisochin Yayotze Ban, he gets tired. He gets messed up by them. But Bokeya Eitzim Yisochin Ban, he can use them for firewood and enjoy them. Masiya Avonim Yayotze Bohan Elubali Mishnah. He learns Mishnah, and again, the same idea that it's not so good, because they don't know Pshat. Bokeya Eitzim Yisochin, Bomeilu Bali Gemara. Rabbi Chanina Omar, Kodimei Oni Ram, Zesh Yishlu Isha Ra, Butoiv Leiv Mishnah Tom, Zesh Yishlu Isha Toiva. I'll pierce on that one. Rabbi Ani Yom, Kodimei Oni Ram, Zeistinis, someone who's very sensitive. Everything he sees disgusts him, repels him. He sees someone cough, he goes, see someone blowing their nose. I can't stand it. The Toivle Mishnah Tumid, that should not be Yafir. A swab. Doesn't care. He goes, sees a guy blowing his nose with a shirt. You know, it doesn't bother. Nothing bothers him. If Yechman Omar Kolyamei Oni Royim, Zer Rachamon. Someone who has Rachmanos al Abrios, so he sees a little cat in the street. He can't sleep that night. What's going to be with that cat? Who fed the cat? Who's taking care of the cat? The cat's going hungry. What's going to be with that cat? There's a lot of cats around. So he goes out of his mind. The Toivle of Mishnah Tom and Zach Zari. What does he care about the stupid cat? Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Omar, Kodimei Oni Ram, Zesra Daitai Kitsora. Someone who's cheap. Someone who's tight-fisted. He watches every penny. Machzich Meshuggah. Right? He goes, his kid wants a falafel, a half a falafel. He says, wait a second, I have to figure out what's going to be with the electric bill at the end of the month if we can buy a half a falafel. That's Kolim Ayoni Rom. Every minute, he's like a nervous wreck. The time was Mishnah Tov, is the night of Rechava. He says, what, half a falafel? Go buy yourself a meal here. Rom Reb Shulman Levi, Kolim Ayoni Rom. What do you mean, Kolim Ayoni Rom? Leika Shabbos is the Yom Tovim. Everybody has Gishmak a meal. That's when they gave out the Kupa, whatever, the Tamchoi, whatever they gave out every Friday. Everybody has chicken soup, kugel, potatoes, dessert, gefilte fish, crane. What's the... The Gemara says, Kedishmur. The Mashmur Shini Vest Chilas Chayli. In the Dharma it says, Chilas Chayli Mayayim. A whole week, his stomach shrivels up and shrinks. He has a little herring and strides of bread. Now all of a sudden, Shabbos, he's eating kugel and he has an eight-course meal with challah, with croutons and everything. So he gets a stomach ache. Spends half of Shabbos in the bathroom. Sin the Sefer Ben Sira, which is a controversial work. I mean, in Sanhedrin, they speak very not highly of Sefer Ben Sira. When we learn Sanhedrin, if we learn Sanhedrin, we'll see about Sefer Ben Sira and Chalek at the end. Kolim Ayoni Roim. Ben Sira says, ha, Yomim. Af Leilos, I say Leilos too. Bishval Gagim Gagol, he has a low roof because he can't afford to build a big house, like a tall house. And then the Tar Gagim Gagol, so all the rain, you know, it pours on him, you know, like you say, it pours on him. So it rains on his parade, right? Berum Armam Carmo, he can't afford a Kerem, the higher Karka's lower quality. It's harder karka. So his kerem is Barum Harim, and the Afar Karma Lechromim. And the Zedel, he fertilizes his field, so it goes down. It fertilizes the rich people's fields that have lowered down. So Bekitza, he lies awake at night, and he listens to the wind blowing, and all he can think about is how he just fertilized his field today, and it's all going down into the rich people's fields. Okay.
Like getting a car wash and it rains.
Okay. Okay, that's what the Kufman Baba Maral. Tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll try to do two dafim.